Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to mention this segment sponsored by Patriots Relief. We just placed our second order with Tim Roberts. Cannot wait to get it. Ran out a couple of days ago, and I got to tell you, I slept like crap last night. Barely got 6 hours in, hardly any deep sleep. I have a monitor app on my watch connected to my phone. 6 hours and 2 minutes of sleep, only 45 minutes of deep sleep. Previously, last week, when we had been taking it for a while on a regular basis, 7 hours and 53 minutes of sleep, 2 hours and 41 minutes of deep sleep. Last night, less than an hour. And I got to tell you, I'm dragging today. I'm tired. So I'm excited Tim's shipping it out. It's on its way. We're going to get back on the CBD products. Love them. Pain is gone, stress relaxed, a lot more laid back, and sleep like a log. Just go to patriotsrelief.com. I would recommend the gummies, soft gels, and the peppermint flavored drops. And if you have joint pain, the Intense Relief Cream Rub. Apply it right on the joint or the area that hurts, and within a couple of minutes, you'll start noticing that all of a sudden, wow, that feels different. Overnight, when you sleep with that stuff on your joints, pain's gone when you wake up in the morning. Best stuff on the planet. So go to patriotsrelief.com, shop away, put it in your shopping cart. At checkout, put in TR1 or Trucker Randy. Either one works. You'll get 40% off the retail price and free shipping. Just mention TR1. If you call them, they got a great number, 877-230-1776. Give them a call, talk to the family. Ask your questions, place your order, and just start enjoying the benefits immediately. One of our other sponsors that Whitmer and the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, EGLE, is wanting to pass in her budget presentation is going to cause trash pickup in our state to go through the roof. You might be paying $25, $30, $40 a month now. It could be as high as probably $100 a month to pick up your trash, if not more. Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her recent budget presentation, she's making a recommendation. Tipping fees at landfills would bring in an additional $80 million and create, listen to this, 36 full-time jobs for the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. EGLE Director Phil Roos said the budget change is a central funding element for the department's basic regulatory role and functions surrounding drinking water, contaminated sites, and waste management. Right now, the tipping fees are 36 cents per ton. Whitmer wants to raise it a whopping 1,288%, over 1,000% increase. Over 1,200% increase, 36 cents per ton to $5 per ton. And the Eagle director, Roos, said this would bring Michigan closer to the Midwest average of around $5 per ton. The average. That means some are below $5 a ton, some are maybe more. But Roos said, it's not like we're going out on a limb here, but it's that we have to have a level playing field. So we're all working against the same numbers. He said raising tipping fees in line with other states is also likely to remove the big incentive for folks in other states and Canadian provinces from dumping their trash here in Michigan landfills. We all know about Canada bringing their trash to Michigan ever since Canadian Jennifer Granholm was our governor. Well, its reason is because we're so cheap at 36 cents per ton at our landfills. Roos said Michigan ends up paying the ultimate cost because of these lower tipping fees resulting in more contaminated sites across the state that stem up and are caused by simply more garbage being dumped here. Additional funds raised by increasing the fees would fund a variety of contaminated site cleanups, he said, including orphan sites, brownfield redevelopment grant funding, loans to facilitate responsible reuse and recycling and hazardous waste inspections. New revenue would be expended in accordance with the Renew Michigan program statutory purposes. Environmental remediation and brownfield redevelopment, recycling and solid waste programs. State Representative Bill Schuette, Republican from Midland, asked if Michigan residents and businesses would be shouldering the cost of more than the 1,200% increase if the fee increase was successful in dissuading out-of-state businesses from using Michigan landfills. You see, this is how stupid Whitmer is. This is how stupid, from an economic, capitalistic, marketing brain that she does not have. Let's raise the fees from 36 cents a ton to $5 a ton so that we'll generate a lot more money. Yeah, they'll probably stop bringing their trash here. That's a good thing. But you're going to lose the revenue at 36 cents a ton, Governor. You're not going to get $80 million in increased fees because they're going to stop coming here. When those big companies that dump their trash here at 36 cents a ton being asked to pay $5 a ton, they're going to go, nope, we'll find another state. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Even if they have to truck it further, they'll do it. Because they're not going to pay a 1,288% increase, you idiot. So who's going to get left stuck with this new rate? That's right, State Representative Schuette, you're absolutely correct. It will be us, the people of the state of Michigan. They don't understand capitalism. They don't understand business. If a business is going to be forced to pay a 1,288% increase in dropping their trash here in Michigan, they're going somewhere else. Canada may actually decide to open up some vast, no land, no use area of Canada and start dumping their trash there instead of trucking it all the way to Michigan. You're going to lose the 36 cents a ton, and they're not going to pay your $5 a ton, so who's going to get stuck with your newly passed budget? That's right. Our local trash disposal companies like Little Traverse Disposal. All these other companies that are out there. What are they going to have to do to stay profitable, to keep the company open? they're going to have to increase the prices to us, the consumers. Well, the director of Eagle said, even if every dollar of the fee were passed along entirely to Michigan residents, it would translate to a cost increase of only, listen to this, how stupid these people are with math, $15 to $20 a year, not per month, a year for the average family. That is a ball-faced lie. Ball-faced lie. You, sir, obviously do not know how to work a Hewlett-Packard 12C financial calculator. Based on the amount of tonnage of trash that's put in our landfills every single year, and you take away Canadian trash, and you take away Illinois or Ohio or whoever else is bringing their trash to Michigan, you eliminate that revenue. It goes down. It's gone. It's evaporating. Yeah, we don't have as much trash being dumped here, but the money's gone. It's going to be a heck of a lot more than $15 to $20 a year, you idiot. These people are just brain dead when it comes to business and math. Whitmer briefing memo shared last week included information that 75% of the $80 million raised would go to contaminated site cleanup and brownfield redevelopment. Yeah, if you got it, you're not going to get it unless you increase our monthly bills by us Michigan residents. She also said it would go to state-restricted economic siting funds to increase the lifespan of Michigan landfills. You know, I'm just, these people, they don't get it. Lord God, we need a new governor so bad it's not even funny. Fortunately, we're stuck with her until January 1st of 2027. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams 10. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Officer Rick, I don't know if we are going to be stuck with her or not. There's talk at the national level of making Whitmer the vice president to replace Kamala. Where do you get this from? That is not even a possibility. So whoever told you that is an idiot. I keep using that word because that's how stupid some of these ideas, these conspiracy discussions are. There's no mechanism in our Constitution to make Governor Gretchen Whitmer vice president to replace Kamala. It's not going to happen. You mean Biden announcing that he's going to choose Whitmer to be his running mate in the November election? That's not going to happen either. Why? Because Biden's not going to be the candidate. He's going down. It's going to be Michelle Obama at their national convention. Whitmer can't beat Michelle Obama at a national convention of Democrats. Obama's running the country anyway. Downstate Kim. Randy, I'm not so sure that it is that they don't understand capitalism as much as they hate it. Our trash fees would probably double, is her guesstimate. You heard it on the radio. What radio station? I want to know what radio station was putting that out there. Mike Indian River makes a great point, and I remember doing this, folks, in the 1960s. Shelby Township, Michigan, where I was born and raised. My dad died when we were 8, and there was a short time that we could not afford trash pickup in our township. I remember taking the trash with my mom, and we would take it to grocery stores and throw it in their big dumpsters. We got caught doing it. They were going to call the police. We apologized. I dug the trash out. We took it to a rural wooded area and we threw the trash there. Mike says people will stop paying the companies. They'll drop their services and they're going to start throwing the trash in the woods like they used to. Let's see. William Hamilton, Rick's right downstate. He's in Lapeer County. I've seen multiple news articles suggesting that at the DNC convention, replacing Biden with Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom and making Whitmer VP on that ticket. There's only one problem, guys. If that happens, well, first of all, I don't think she'll get elected. I don't think the Democrats going to get elected. I don't care if it's Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom. It's not going to happen. But if they did, do you know who our lieutenant governor is? Garland Gilchrist III? The communist socialist? And I'm going to just say it. Racist. Wait a minute. He's black, Randy. Yeah, he's black. And he's a racist towards white people. And the guy is over the top with his agenda. Why? Because he is a puppet, just like Jocelyn Benson is, of none other than George Soros. That's right. Our Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, absolutely a puppet of George Soros, just like Jocelyn Benson. So be very careful for what you wish for. As bad as Whitmer is, Gilchrist is worse. And if she gets on the ticket and gets elected to be vice president under Michelle Obama and or Gavin Newsom, God help us. Because you thought she was taking us to be the next California, we would be California with Gilchrist as our governor for the next 2 years. The only saving grace, we flip the House this November and take back the majority and get a strong Speaker of the House, Republican. Well, in the next half hour, we're going to be joined by a candidate who's filed and is running against Matt Hall, who might beat him in this August 6th primary to take him out so that he can't be Speaker of the House if the Republicans get the majority back in November. We're going to have Rich Cutshaw, truck driver, out delivering milk right now as we speak. Owner-operator owns his own truck. Rick says, I don't recall. I may have been on Red State Talk Radio out of Cleveland, Tennessee. William Hamilton. Just get a barrel and burn it. That's right. Whitmer would love you doing that. Nasty greenhouse gases. Yes, sir. Well, Rich is going to come on and tell us exactly why he's running, primary challenging, Matt Hall. Website is Cutshaw, the number 4MI.com. Cutshaw, the T. He's got a Knight Templar sword, it looks like, in the logo. He'll be with us in the next half hour. We'll
Thank
be right
you
back.
For listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,